Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
He is an NFL draft expert, all-around great guy, and a friend of the show. It's Eric Edholm, Yahoo Sports, joining us now. Eric, brother, good evening. Great to talk with you, man. How's it going?
Good to see. Good hearing your voice, man. Yeah, sorry to make you guys tap dance a minute there. My daughter was having this bad nightmare. It was the only daddy who could solve it, so I was just pulled away a minute, and that one's on me. So.
All around great father as well, and just a great friend. But let's talk about Micah Parsons.
What I just want to do, come on, brag about my father.
I dropped the mic right there. He's Eric Edholm from Yahoo Sports. Micah Parsons opting out. There's buzz. Daniel Jeremiah, our dear friend, says more guys are going to opt out. What's the buzz? What are you picking up on?
Yeah, so I first heard about Parsons, I think, on Saturday or Sunday, I forget. But at that point, it sounded like he was 75% sure. You know, I think he was kind of waiting for the Big Ten protocol. And just, you know, I mean, he would have been the biggest name guy at that point. He was. So I think there was maybe a little bit of hesitancy. He talked to some of his teammates. Everybody seemed really supportive of him. A couple of days later, he had his mind made up. So I think other guys are kind of sitting in the weeds, just sort of waiting to see what's the landscape. Now we've got, you know, four kind of big name guys, potential first round picks. I wouldn't be shocked tomorrow we get a couple more names as well. I don't have specific names for you yet. I've heard some, but you know, you got to be a little careful about how you deal with these things.
So. Right. Now, before you came on, Cecil and I was having a discussion as far as what guy could be next that can definitely derail the college football season. Is there a guy in mind that hasn't announced he was going to opt out that could change and flip college football on his ears?
Yeah, I mean, I would think it would either be Justin Fields or Trevor Lawrence. I think those are the two that are like, you know, and Fields just came out the other day and said, you know, I'm here. I mean, could he still change his mind? Of course, sure. But, you know, conditions change, situations change, everything. So we haven't heard a peep out of Clemson. I mean, I haven't. I don't know if other people are more dialed in there than I am or something, but, like, that's the one. A lot of people were talking ETN might be one to keep an eye on. I haven't heard that, but Lawrence, I mean, just because his two backups, obviously, with, I think Chase Bryce moved on, so they just don't have anybody with any experience behind him, and he would be, you know, Heisman favorite, obviously.
He is Eric Edholm, NFL draft expert from Yahoo Sports. And, Eric, when we look at all that's going on here and we talk about the players opting out, the impact on the draft, someone like Parsons specifically, does that hurt him or help him? Or, you know, how will scouts look at his decision?
That's a great call. And, you know, I'm just starting to talk to guys about that. I haven't really had like an in-depth conversation. Hey, are you going to hold the kid back? I talked to actually, you know, somebody who spent some time in personnel and is now in a different phase of the operation. You know, he sort of has that old school mentality of like, yeah, you know, I'd love to see the kids stay. And it may not work against them, but it obviously kind of locks in most, you know, they're all their tape grade unless they play in an all-star game or something like that. Workouts are only going to count for so much, but yeah, I don't think it's going to be a big deal, especially once we see some big names come out. They're going to have no choice but to just rewind to 19, watch the tape, make sure they're staying in shape and do what they need to do.
Now, over the years, we've seen several, you know, draft grades push underclassmen into the draft, and we watched some of those guys kind of selected later on in the draft. Due to this current situation, do you expect to see more or less guy underclassmen that is, you know, declare for the draft?
Yeah, you can see it happen, absolutely. And who knows, like maybe, you know, maybe an underclassman leaving, and if they have a college football season, fingers crossed, that gives somebody else an opportunity who was not on the scouting radar. You know, there's still a chance for the draft picture to be kind of jumbled up, right? I mean, even if, I don't know, 12 or 15 big name players come out, maybe it's more than that, another two dozen who are in that first, second, third round range, whatever. You still have a lot to figure out. There's still a lot of picks and a lot of stocks that can go up and down. But, yeah, I do think you're going to see some more, like the Greg Rousseau, you know, the underclassmen who,
right.
I mean, Rondale Moore didn't play a lot last year, so they're both questions.
He's Eric Edholm, NFL draft expert from Yahoo Sports, joining us here, and you can follow him on Twitter at Eric_Edholm. Eric, final question for you, brother. Appreciate your time, and, I forgive you if you're not, keeping up with Colorado State football. But there was a controversy that there were players and people in the athletic program that were saying, they were being directed by coaches not to give out COVID, if they were having COVID symptoms. They were being told, don't say anything. There was, this big controversy that they had written about up in Fort Collins. My first thought was that can't be the only school, right? Do you think that is something that might be going on somewhere else too?
Right. I mean, obviously, this is obviously a horrible look for Steve Addazio right now. But to your point, right, we could have another half dozen coaches by the end of the month that were saying, well, what about these guys too? We're hearing similar reports. Obviously, there's been this tension about taking it seriously and making sure they're, installing the right protocols and keeping everybody safe. And, those are the things that are on everybody's mind right now. So you would have to think this isn't just people looking outward and saying, well, those other schools must have it bad. Well, they're also probably looking at what's around them. And in some cases, might there be some programs that are being a little too lax about it or, absolutely, or covering things up or whatever. That's not great.
When we look at the fact that some of these big stars are opting out of their final year, junior year, whatever, and those guys used to be big draws. This is how they bring in all these scouts, and the scouts come in, and there's always one or two guys that they fail to or they discover because they're coming in for the big-name guys. But knowing as though these big-name guys are no longer going to be there, how does it affect those fringe players and getting discovered by scouts?
Yeah, it's a good point, obviously. And maybe it comes down to bringing that player back for their pro day or, knowing that, where he's welcome here. We're still in good, faith with this player. We respected his decision. Those situations are going to be pretty common, I think. I think you'll see a lot of those. So that could help at least, bring him in as far as games and week-to-week visits and stuff. Right. It's probably going to minimize that. But scouts still are going to go out. I don't think it's going to be a sitting home kind of season. I still think guys are going to hit the road and try to do their job. The question is, getting access from the school has been a lot more difficult during this whole process. I know that.
He is Eric Edholm, NFL draft expert and all around great guy and fighter of nightmares. We found out tonight,
yes.
Eric.
I took care of those monsters, man. I was brave face, yeah.
All right, there
Dad
we have
of the
him.
Year.
Eric, I cannot wait until things are normal and we can be drinking Russian mules, allegedly. Cold pops, whatever I got to say.
Right.
Yes, allegedly.
Okay, always off the clock, man. Always off the clock.
Yes,
you bet.
Of course, of course. Be good, brother. It's great to hear your voice, and we'll talk soon.
All right, bud. See ya.
And there we have him, Eric Edholm, Yahoo Sports.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors, get everything you want out of a dealership.